Welcome back to Prophecy Today, here at Broadcast Central, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Soon after the broadcast, we leave for Raleigh, North Carolina, going to the Midway Baptist Church, Larry Upchurch and all the gang. This is one of our favorite spots to go, and in fact, for the last 20 years, we've been a regular, not every single year, but about every other year. We visit with Larry and the Midway Baptist Church family, have a great opportunity to study God's prophetic word. Well, that's what we're going to do tomorrow morning, 9:30, the morning service, 6 p.m., the evening service, one-day prophecy conference. Come and join us as we'll study the prophetic word of God at a key time in all of history, especially in the days in which we're living, how it's all coming together at this point in time. Well, let's go from here now to the central part of the state of Israel. It's a place called Shiloh. You may pronounce it Shiloh here in America, but in Hebrew it's Shiloh, center part of the state, 3,500-year-old history as it relates to the Jewish people. It was 3,500 years ago when Joshua brought the children of Israel into the promised land. This was where they set their headquarters up, the tabernacle there, Ark of the Covenant. And in fact, I bring that information to your attention because our broadcast partner, Winky Madad, he has been just back now being able to get on the air with us right now from a Bible and archaeological conference taking place right there at the location where the Ark of the Covenant would have rested in the tabernacle. Winky, tell us about the conference. I think this is an annual conference. Then I want to find out about the exact location of the tabernacle. What about the conference?
Jimmy, thank you for having me on. This is actually the sixth conference, 6 years now that we've held the conference at Shiloh. Over the past decade, there's been a major improvement both in terms of what has happened at the site, at the archaeological mound, which is what we call Tell, and government investment and improvements at the site. And we thought that Shiloh would be a good place to, high profile the theme of how archaeology as a science and Bible as history work together. And this conference today just so happened it took place after a week previously, when we found an amazing trove of about 10 Israelite period containers, including a ceremonial goblet, which stands, from what I saw, she held it up at the platform. It must have been about 8 to 10 inches high. And it indicates that at this point, Shiloh for sure has been identified as an Israelite city. As you mentioned in the introduction, when Joshua came in, we found fortifications, additional pottery, scarab from Egypt, and other instances where the proof that what the Bible says has been coming out of the ground. There must have been about 250 people. We spent a very long time at the conference. It started at about 6 and ended about 10:30.
You know, what's interesting to me, and I posted an article earlier in the week on my homepage of my website, prophecytoday.com, talking about the utensils that they had been found there. And that report seemed to indicate this was going to help you and those archaeologists determine exactly where the tabernacle was, thus where the Ark of the Covenant. Is that the case? Is that what they're reporting?
Well, what's happening is, first of all, we now have about half the Canaanite wall, which was in existence when the children of Israel came into the land of Israel, mapped out. In four places, we have remnants of ashes and burnt walls, which would indicate that the story of Shiloh falling after the Ark of the Covenant was taken out to battle by Pinchas and Hophni, and it was lost, is that the Philistines came up. It isn't exactly clear, but from Jeremiah and Psalms, it seems that Shiloh was burnt and destroyed. So we have proof of that. And we have, again, for the first time in about 35 years, we have found a large group of these jugs and jars together from the Israelite period, again indicating a very important find in terms of who was here and what they were doing here. And next year, we have another three excavations ongoing, which we hope will continue to give us the picture.
This is a major find, an archaeological find that's going to rank up there near the top, is it not?
Well, it is, because of the fact that there is a large hole, if I can say it that way, in the history of Shiloh, and we're filling it in, and we're filling it in exactly at the time at which, of course, everybody thinks was a myth or a legend. Or we have a professor of archaeology, Israel Finkelstein, who claims that the conquest of the land was not military. It took place over about 250 years. And these things are not exactly the way he has described it. And a very large portion of the recent finds in terms of Canaanite and early Israelite period belongs to a group of evangelicals who have been here with Scott Stripling, I think his name is pronounced, who were here for 3.5 weeks, over 100 volunteers, some of them from Lehigh University and other places in the United States and Canada. So once again, Shiloh is turning out to be a very big name in the world of archaeology.
What's next, Winky, as far as this archaeological site is concerned?
Well, we'd like to find the Southern Gate, if at all possible. We'd like to find out if the Northern Plateau, which you have visited yourself several years ago, is indeed the site of the tabernacle, or could it be somewhere else? And, of course, we continue with the other layers, the later layers that we call the Persian period, the Babylonian conquest, Second Temple period, Roman period. As you know, we have actually three basilicas, Byzantine churches, and we have some Muslim finds. So we are very quite representative of the history of the land of Israel throughout the ages.
Winky just mentioned that I was indeed out there at the site. We did some television when I was doing Day of Discovery with the Radio Bible class. Very interesting site, and Winky Madad played a key role in helping bring this all together. Well, let's focus on another location in the State of Israel. It's the location where, after the capital of the Jewish people was there in Shiloh, it moved to Jerusalem during the time of King David. And the Bible talks about, in the book of Zechariah, the Temple Mount, where I'm referring to, would be a center of controversy. It looks like that is the case with the terrorist attack on the Temple Mount last week. Israeli security is tightened up. They have put in place a metal detector, or a number of metal detectors, cameras up on the Temple Mount. How's that situation, and is it causing all kind of attention as far as the Temple Mount is concerned?
Well, Jimmy, let me start from the end. What we call the Waqf, which is the Muslim Religious Trust, does not want Israel to do anything at all, and it's been fighting the State of Israel ever since 67 about the administration of this holy site, which is holy not only for Muslims, but for Jews and Christians as well. If I can remind you in the audience, back in October of 2015, just 2 years ago almost, John Kerry and Mr. Netanyahu, Israel's Prime Minister, and King Abdullah agreed to surveillance cameras because Jordan was complaining about violence at the site caused by Jews for some reason who want to visit the site, and that fell through. If the cameras were in place, perhaps the police could have caught these people before they ran out of the Temple Mount to shoot the two policemen. So these metal detectors are there to protect not only Jews, not only Christians, but any tourist who is there, and Muslims as well. So why should they be opposed to this? They are using it. They are exploiting the issue. And I don't know exactly how much pressure Mr. Netanyahu can take on this issue. We'll just have to wait for another couple of days and find out exactly how things are developing.
Is the tension intensifying up there on the Temple Mount between the Jews and the Muslims?
Well, Jimmy, it just so happens that I was up there on the Wednesday this week, and you couldn't see a Muslim. They are refusing to walk in because they don't want to go through the metal detectors. I'm not quite sure whether they don't like metal detectors or they don't like the Israeli police who put them there. But in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca, there are metal detectors, and when they go to airports, there are metal detectors. So it must be something about Jewish or Israeli metal detectors that they don't like. But there was not a Muslim to be seen, and the first time we were not yelled at or spat at or otherwise jostled by Muslim guards who usually accompany the Jewish visitors, especially the Jewish visitors up there. And so it's actually quite pleasant as opposed to recent events. I don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. I have a bad feeling, they would like to cause violence in order to change the situation, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being absolute, how far up that scale would the tension and the possibility of an explosion on the Temple Mount, not one from a bomb necessarily, but from a terroristic activity?
Oh, I would give it an 8.5. If only because the Waqf has painted itself completely into a corner, they have nowhere to go except to try to cause violence, and then a new arrangement will be in place. But they definitely are intending to confront and to try to cause problems, not only because of themselves, but because they view the Abbas-led Palestinian Authority in a political sense, is completely failing over these past few years to gain anything from Israel. And I think they're using this incident in order to generate some sort of political advance from their point of view against Israel.
Well, as we always conclude our conversations, we know what the Bible says about this particular spot, the holiest spot in all of Judaism, that ultimately Zechariah the prophet says it will be the headquarters where a temple will be built and the Messiah will rule and reign from that spot. That's going to be the case according to God's word, correct?
Jimmy, I agree with you and the Bible, not necessarily in that order.
Well, I can appreciate that, Winky. Thank you so very much for the conversation. Folks, we've talked with Winky Madad talking about the archaeological activities going on in his hometown, Shiloh, but also the controversy surrounding the Temple Mount. Winky, thank you so very much, my good friend. Great information for us. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Jimmy, thank you. Goodbye to you and our listeners.